my dog.
Episode 74, and that's confirmed. Your mother ate my dog, the podcast. I was wondering, before you start talking, do we have the longest podcast of anybody in the Greater Victoria area?
We must. No one's ever gone this far.
Because I don't know of any other podcasts from Victoria. Podcasts from Victoria, BC. So there's a lot of them, I guess. Best Victoria, BC podcasts. They're all like religious. So number one is Lifetree Sermon of the Week. Lifetree is a community of believers in Victoria, BC. We are a family all about declaring and displaying Jesus to transform lives, benefit our city. The second one is Central Baptist Church Victoria.
Well, the first one, how many episodes they got?
They are weekly.
Yeah.
As well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll take that into account.
It doesn't like give me an actual number, but they've been doing this for at least 3 years.
Okay. So they have us beat. Maybe we're the only movie podcast with the word dog in the title from Victoria, BC.
Movie podcast from Victoria, BC, dog.
Yeah.
Well, Cinevic has a podcast as well.
Oh, boy.
But they don't have dog.
They don't have dog.
And they don't do it nearly as often as we do. Right. They were kind of, you know, once every 2 weeks or so. And then it's like once a month. So, okay, good.
So we got the dog demographic sort of on lockdown. I mean, it's a hot button topic in this.
I think there's only, so there's only the Cinevic podcast, which do movies. What? Let's see what even the, like what their tagline is here. It's not easy being an independent filmmaker. Host Joyce Klein digs into all things indie film, going behind the scenes to ask real questions for the inside scoop. Oh, they don't. They're just indie films, and it's like.
Indie films.
Yeah, they talk to people about artist-run independent film societies and stuff.
We watch real films with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, well. We'll get into that. Not to give anything away, but ChatGPT did give Double Team, the 1997 action film starring Jean-Claude Van Damme, Dennis Rodman, and Mickey Rourke, a 5 out of 10.
Well, I won't give anything away, but that's an interesting score, let's say that.
But they were very blunt. The plot is somewhat formulaic. And then they say stuff like, dialogue can be cringeworthy at times.
Mm.
Storyline may not engage viewers.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So.
It's all making some sense.
Yeah, I don't agree. My score is going to be... much higher than that.
Okay, okay. This one hit you in the right places, did it?
Yeah. I also got ChatGPT to ask me 5 random trivia questions about the 1997 film Double Team.
Okay.
Also, I thought the film was called Dream Team until I watched it yesterday. I'm like, why can't I find this movie? Because it's called Double Team, which is a basketball reference, even though... Dennis Rodman?
Even though Dennis Rodman.
Okay, so I'll start you off. There's 5 double team questions.
Okay.
We should probably do this at the end, but whatever.
Screw it. We'll do it live.
Besides Jean-Claude Van Damme and Dennis Rodman, who played the main antagonist in Double Team?
Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rourke took his shirt off in 1997. He was quite the buff man.
took his shirt off for seemingly no reason, which was a theme.
Well, because there was tigers around.
Right. And landmines. Babies.
Question two. Where was the majority of the film's action set involving an elaborate escape from a high-tech prison?
That doesn't make any sense because the prison was somewhere else. I don't know. Italy?
Well, the movie itself. Oh. Well, I don't have answers to these questions, but the movie itself, like the main action was Antwerp, which is in Belgium.
But then they were in Rome at the end.
Yeah, they were in Rome in the end, but it wasn't even in Rome. It was filmed in France.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, and the place he escaped from is, I don't know.
I don't know either. It's just some island. We're not supposed to know.
Question three. Double Team, the movie, was directed by a man named Sui Hark. Mm-hmm. What is Sui Hark's nationality?
I have no idea.
Probably Japanese, I think.
Japanese? Okay.
Question four. Do you recall the tagline used to promote Double Team?
I don't recall the tagline that was used to promote Double Team. Something basketball related, I'm sure.
Well, kind of. Oh, it's back. I don't know if you saw the movie poster for this film.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the ugliest ones I've ever seen. It shows both Van Damme and Rodman holding guns.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Rodman wasn't even in it for that long, but
no.
The tagline was, they don't play by the rules.
They do not.
Much like your cat, don't play by the rules.
Nope, just scratching the litter.
And then question five, which I don't know the answer to.
Okay.
Is in the film Double Team, what specific martial art is Jean-Claude Van Damme's character Jack Quinn known for practicing?
Yeah, no idea. I'm not hip with the martial art.
I don't remember that even being a thing.
No, I don't remember them mentioning it. I'm sure, like, maybe when he scanned like his fingerprint, there was like a bunch of information about him, and maybe it said on there or something. But I don't
maybe
know.
He karate.
Karate, yeah. Definitely not a movie that warrants a ton of attention, you know? So maybe you've maybe missed the finer details.
Okay, well, anything fun happening in your life these days? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving
to our American listeners.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We gotta shout out our neighbors down south. Anything interesting going on with me? No, not really. I feel like that's my answer every week, but no. Nothing really going on. I've only been to Samoa that one time. Didn't go again. Not recently, anyway. What about you? Anything going on? Any trips to the South Pacific?
Close. Hawaii is in 2 months, but I have not watched any movies recently. Just been working, you know.
Yeah.
Living the life. Yeah.
Going hard in the paint, perhaps.
Oh, nice. I should look up Dennis Rodman's career stats for 1997.
He's probably still pretty good at that time. Probably, I don't know if he was still playing for the Bulls then or if he was playing for the Spurs. One of those.
The Spurs?
Yeah, he played for the San Antonio Spurs after the Chicago Bulls.
He actually played for the Spurs before the Bulls. He only played for the Chicago Bulls for 3 seasons. 1997-98 was his last season with the Bulls, and he played all 80 games.
And then he moved to the Spurs.
Then he moved to the Los Angeles Lakers. Then he finished his career in 1999 with the Dallas Mavericks. He was with the Spurs for only two seasons, 1993-94 and 1994-95. These are all numbers.
Those are all numbers for sure.
He was Detroit Pistons. He played the most for.
Yes, that's Detroit how he started his career. And he won some championship with them before he even knew, who the Chicago Bulls even were. That's right. He only knew who the Detroit Pistons were before he even knew who the other teams were.
Dennis Rodman championships. He won his five.
Yeah.
Yeah, 89 and 90 with the Detroit Pistons. Mm-hmm. 96, 97, 98 with the Chicago Bulls.
Mm-hmm. It's quite the resume. People say, oh, he only won a championship because he was with Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. Excuse me. Before that, he was winning Defensive Player of the Year with the Pistons, winning championships. You know, if you watch a basketball game today and you see, like, a player might get 10 rebounds in a game, that's, like, impressive. My man, in one of the seasons, I can't remember. I'm not looking at his stats right now, but his career high, like, average for a season was, like, 18.7 rebounds a game.
Very specific.
Like, damn near 19 rebounds a game. He, like, I think a couple times he got over 30 rebounds a game. That shit would never happen in today's NBA. Man, there's always that debate, like, oh, was it easier to play back then, or was it harder to play back then? You know, could they play in the modern era, the old era, whatever. 30 plus rebounds is like ludicrous.
You said you don't have his stats up?
No.
Well, because the highest he ever got was 18.7 rebounds a game.
Yeah. I mean, I looked at it like last week or something.
Oh.
So I just remembered that. But yeah, 18.7 rebounds a game for an entire season. And he didn't get injured too often. Like, there was a lot of seasons where he played every single game. So.
Have you seen The Last Dance?
I have not seen The Last Dance, no.
Well, you should watch it if you like Dennis Rodman.
Yeah. I like him as a player. I mean, I realize I just watched a movie where he's acting in it. But I don't really feel the need. I've heard about it. You know, I know that he liked to party off the court and all that fun stuff. He was an interesting character.
He also liked making movies.
Apparently he's made, I think he made at least a few.
Dennis Rodman kind of stars in this film, Double Team, 1997.
Mm-hmm.
Man, okay.
Yeah, we have to talk.
This was a tough one.
Yes.
11% on Rotten Tomatoes, but I got a 4.8 on IMDb and a 5 from ChatGPT for whatever reason.
Yeah.
You didn't like it?
Well, have you seen any Jean-Claude Van Damme movies besides this one?
None that I can remember. I'm sure I have, though.
He's definitely one of those people, like, if you mention this name to people, like, most people probably know who he is. He was quite prevalent, I think, around this time. Yeah, he kind of sucks.
He's not a good actor in the least.
Like, not even close. And, I mean, I understand that he's an action star. But even, like, from what I saw here, anyway, his action sequences weren't that interesting. And he also doesn't do all of his stunts. Not even close. Like, that's why I put a lot of respect on, like, Jackie Chan. Because makes great action films. He's actually a pretty solid actor from things I've seen him in. He's a good actor. And he does all his stunts. So way more entertaining.
To be fair to Jean-Claude, there was not a single good acting performance in this film.
That is true. That is true. It was all bad, for sure. But you don't necessarily watch action movies for their acting. But I mean, it would be nice to throw it in there. Why not? Yeah, it was a bit of a struggle. Lots of cliche, like one-liners.
Mm-hmm.
Like half of what anyone said out of their mouth was a one-liner of some kind. And of course, they threw in a bunch of basketball references. It's Dennis Rodman. Yeah.
The guy who played kind of the friend, Goldsmith.
Yeah.
He played the villain in the Power Rangers movie.
Mm-hmm.
Ivan Ooze.
He was also like in one of the, I'm pretty sure he was in one of the Indiana Jones movies.
Have you seen the Power Rangers movie from
1995? No.
Oh, man. You really got to.
See, that brings me to a point, an interesting point. You know, I brought this movie up maybe to a couple people at my work. And they go, oh, I loved that movie. The action was so good. And you just realize how powerful nostalgia is. It's a powerful medicine. And people just tell you about these movies they loved when they were a kid or like, you know, from the 90s or whatever. And you watch it now, and it's just a pile of garbage. Like, this movie is not good. And yet I heard people say it was good. And I watched, one thing I did like about the movie, it was when it was over and the credits were playing, it had like that song. I don't know. I forget what it was called. Something, I'm a Freak or something like that. It had Dennis Rodman in it. And I looked it up on YouTube because it was actually kind of good. And the comments were like, oh, this was from my favorite movie back in the day. Oh, my favorite Jean-Claude Van Damme movie is so good. I was like, are you people crazy? This thing was so bad. And you just, I wonder how many movies I think are great that I remember from when I was a kid and are probably just absolutely god awful.
The Power Rangers movie, probably. The Three Ninjas movie with Hulk Hogan.
Right. I'm sure some people love that movie when they were younger. I'm sure it's terrible. Don't hold up. Well, maybe when I was thinking about that, maybe immediately think of Flubber, you know, that Robin Williams movie?
Yeah.
I used to love that when I was a kid. Is that a good movie? I don't know. I haven't seen it in, got to be almost 20 years, probably.
Well, we'll have to maybe throw it on the list.
It's just it's fascinating, that whole nostalgia thing.
Have you seen the movie Idiocracy? With Owen Wilson, Luke Wilson?
I have not.
Okay. Good to know.
Okay.
This was the first movie to use Coca-Cola vending machines as product placement.
Right. That was
that whole the whole ending also. Just, you know what? This is just kind of a movie the listeners should never watch.
No. Do not watch. Do not waste your time.
It was boring. There were some explosions.
Lots of broken glass. Lots of glass breaking. Lots of guns shooting. Lots of Coca-Cola. That was something I was going to mention. There's lots of Coca-Cola, not even just near the ending. But it was funny. Like, they were in like an old Coliseum at the end.
It was supposed to be the Coliseum.
Yeah, the Coliseum. And there was just a big old row of Coca-Cola machines. And then they like hit. They're so, so dumb. They're very unimaginative, this movie. It's like they're trying to be, especially at the end, they're like, okay, I know what we'll do. They'll be in the Coliseum, right? And then Mickey Rourke won't have a shirt on, and he'll make little tombstones with little sticks in the middle, and he'll put landmines, right? And then there'll be like a baby, and then to top it off, Jean-Claude Van Damme will have to fight a tiger. It's genius. That's super creative. It's like, not really. You just pick random crap and put it all in one thing.
I knew we were in trouble when they were at the pool at the beginning of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude just shows up. And he's like, no, you're not retired. And then Jean-Claude is like, okay.
Right.
I'll come.
They got off to it. That guy who was saying, like, no, you're not retired, he was so bad, like, acting-wise. I was like,
yeah.
I was like, oh, my God. Like, this is not a good start.
And it just no expression.
Just kind of stayed that way.
But then he got blown up. So that's okay.
Got blown up.
Because yeah, Mickey Rourke's like, oh, yeah, I left you a present. And then he's like, oh, okay, that's nice of you. And then 10 seconds go by and he's like, oh, no, explosion.
Yeah, there was also a lot of like, oh, here's that thing that you wanted. And then he looks like, oh, no, it's actually a bomb. Run.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. There wasn't as many moments of like, you know, as soon as I saw the first like 2 minutes, I knew we were screwed. But I was hoping, well, maybe there'd be a couple of, like, it's so bad, it's good moments. Maybe one or two of those. It wasn't all misses, but damn near all of it was like an air ball. that's something they used in the movie. Air ball.
Yeah, I could have done with though, like all the baby stuff.
Yeah, the baby stuff.
But they're not going to like harm a baby, so.
Well, they'll kill a 6-year-old, but not a baby. That's too far. I did enjoy the continuity errors, like specifically when they were at the carnival near the beginning, and like they're starting to fight, like people are shooting guns and grenades, and it's been going on for a few minutes, and then they cut. Like Jean-Claude Van Damme is like running away, and all of a sudden, all the people at the carnival are like nothing is happening. They're just kind of playing the games and going on the rides. It's like there's been grenades and machine guns. They've clearly heard of these things, but they've just forgotten in the continuity of this movie that sort of thing has been going on. So they just
a different time
entirely. And, the stunt doubles weren't very good. Like, Mickey Rourke's, like, it didn't look anything like him. And Jean-Claude Van Damme. There was just, like, so many weird, like, zoom-ins and, like, you know, slow motion. And it was weird. Like, it's like the director had only ever heard what an action movie was and never like seen one. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, slow motion, guns, running, danger. Okay, I get it. And then they just let him go. Just let him make it.
One idea I did like as a concept was like the island of misfit CIA agents.
Mm-hmm.
Thought, you know, there was something there, but then that was nothing.
Right.
They blew it up. JCVD, Jean-Claude. This movie, because it performed so bad, it made a movie studio cancel his next project, which was described as Predator in a Snow. It's called Abominable.
Snow? I get it.
His character would have to have saved a group of people lost in snowy mountains from an abominable snowman.
Boy, that sounds like a winner.
Yeah.
What?
Perhaps this movie would have been better served with an Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Maybe. Someone, again, who I would say, well, maybe not a fantastic actor. If you've seen him in True Lies, he's pretty damn good in that. But he's leagues better than Jean-Claude Van Damme, that's for damn certain.
Yeah, he's the worst.
I wonder what... I mean, this at this time, a lot of basketball players were making movies. Well, maybe not a lot, but it was like a thing. Like, you know, Space Jam, obviously, and then there's like Kazam, Shaq. I wonder, like, why? just a way to make money, I guess. I don't know. Because they could.
Because they're popular. I don't know. But Jean-Claude's next movie was a film called Knock Off,
mm-hmm.
with the same director.
Okay.
Tagline is, a fashion designer must join forces with a CIA agent to combat terrorism. It stars Jean-Claude and Rob Schneider.
Oh, good.
It did not do very well. As you may have guessed.
I just wonder where the fascination with Jean-Claude Van Damme came from. Why people like him so much? Why does everyone know who he is? Does he have a couple good ones that I don't know about? Like the movies he's in that I've like heard of, like he's in Bloodsport. I know that's kind of like a big one, and he's like in the Street Fighter movie. But
yeah,
I don't know. I don't think the Street Fighter movie is supposed to be any good. Bloodsport, I don't know if that's supposed to be any good. So it's just weird.
He's in a lot of movies. There is one called Sudden Death.
Yeah.
A former fireman takes on a group of terrorists holding the vice president and others hostage during the 7th game of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals.
What the fuck?
That'd be cool.
Who thinks of these plots?
Jean-Claude.
That's so dumb. Anyway.
Could be good. I don't know.
You're right. It could be good.
That one is a 5.8, so it's one hole better than this movie.
If anyone out there who's listening, who knows me personally, knows a good Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, you should tell me about it. Tell me which one's supposed to be good. I mean, I can't guarantee I'll watch it, but I'll consider it.
You watch it on your own time.
Yeah. I don't think I'll be doing another one of his for the podcast. Just putting that out there.
Well, okay. Anything else you want to talk about? Anything good you want to talk about, or just get it over with, you know?
Anything good about the movie?
Is yeah.
You're asking me? Well, the song at the end.
Okay.
And,
song at the end of Double Team. Just a Freak.
Just a Freak. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a banger, for sure. Yeah. Lots of action. Action wasn't even that enjoyable. I don't know. I like Dennis Rodman. It was fun being like, oh, hey, there he is. So that was cool. There it is.
That is pretty good. Oh, another thing I wanted to talk about was the music in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Just like how randomly, like it's just random music playing. It yeah. doesn't match what's happening.
No, certainly not. Another fun thing actually about this movie is I paid to watch it on YouTube. Like you can pay $3.99 or whatever it is to watch it. Right after I bought it, I realized it's free on YouTube.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I would have known that.
Me as well. This is like, you just put Double Team full movie. It's on YouTube for free.
Sorry to hear that.
So I spent $3.99 on this thing. And, yeah, I won't get that back. But, I mean, at the same time, you know, I'm glad I watched it. I can say I've seen Double Team with Dennis Rodman and John.
Yeah, look at that. Ooh.
Mickey Rourke, future Oscar nominee, Mickey Rourke.
You look up Double Team on YouTube, and there's a channel called Channel Awesome, which did a critique on it in 2011.
Oh, well, we're 12 years behind the curve. People were talking about this movie, The Revival, 2011. and everyone was talking about Double Team starring Dennis Rodman.
Yeah. Okay. Well, do you want to get to scores or?
Let's get to scores. Let's do it.
Okay, how do you think about, how did you think, what do you think about the acting?
How did I think about the acting? I would say, out of all the movies we watched on this podcast, this might have the worst acting of all of them. Like, even movies I know that I've said over and over again that I hated, like, Dude, Where's My Car? I mean, there were at least some people who are known to be able to act in that movie. And, like, they actually, you can tell, like, oh, yeah, they're actors who know what they're doing. Sure, the movie sucked and the dialogue sucked and basically everything about the movie sucked, but at least you can tell they were decent actors. This movie, just it was just so bad. If there was any, if I were to pick one person, Mickey Rourke was probably the best. But even then, he was not good. But at least, like, there was also times, like, Jean-Claude Van Damme and Dennis Rodman, they were like, they fucked the lineup and they just kind of kept it in there. It's like Dennis Rodman definitely just mumbled that line. It's like, okay, well, whatever. Keep it in. But, yeah, I'd probably have to give an acting, let's give it a 1.5, just because Mickey Rourke had a couple twinkles in there.
Yeah, it's not bad. They had a weird relationship, Dennis Rodman and Jean-Claude, and there was one scene where Jean-Claude sneaks up on him on, like, his bike, and he's like, Dennis Rodman was like, I'm closed, and then Jean-Claude shoots the lock on the door, because you gotta lock the door with, like, one of those, you know, locks.
Mm-hmm. Padlock.
Whatever they're called. Yeah, padlock. And then Dennis Rodman, like, goes to attack him, and then they fall back through the door. They crash through the door, and then he just like laughs. I'll get you what you want. Yeah. Like, what is this movie? Since I'm a positive guy in a better mood, I'll give acting a 2. Mickey Rourke definitely was more accomplished than the other two.
Mm-hmm.
This movie would not have passed the Bechdel test. No women really in it at all. So 2 out of 10 for acting. Ending. Ending was interesting. There was a tiger. There was a shirtless Mickey Rourke. For a guy like Mickey Rourke, a mastermind of international sabotage or whatever,
mm-hmm.
for him to be outsmarted because somebody moved some crosses,
mm-hmm.
and that was a big risk he took, and it didn't pay off. But I hated the fact that they killed the tiger too,
right.
with the blowing up. So I, everybody lives happily ever after. I give ending a 2 out of 10 as well.
Yeah, like I was saying in my rant before, the ending was very unimaginative. It was like somebody who thought they were being imaginative, but really they just picked random crap and put it all together, and it was not interesting and not satisfying and a little bit predictable in its outcome, not in the elements of the ending. I never would have predicted that ending, but it certainly was predictable what the outcome would be, and it just made no damn sense. I would give it a 2 out of 10 as well.
Okay, well, just so you remember, you gave your worst movie to date. It's obviously Dude, Where's My Car, but you gave it a 1 out of 10.
Yeah.
Just keep that in mind while I give my score here.
Okay.
Out of 10 for the movie Double Team, which is a basketball reference, which you forced me to watch.
I did.
An hour and a half. There was some action. It's a movie that I probably won't think about ever again.
Right.
It just wasn't good all over the place.
Right.
No real redeeming qualities. I gave Leprechaun a 3, but I feel like I liked Leprechaun better.
Mm-hmm.
This gives Ballistic X versus Sever vibes for sure.
Definitely.
The lowest score I've ever given is a 1.8 to Dude, Where's My Car?
Right.
So I'm going to give this one a 1.8. Out of 10.
It was
just as bad.
Okay.
Just as bad as Dude, Where's My Car, but in a different sense, because it was more of an action film.
Right. Dude, Where's My Car was a quote unquote comedy.
Yeah.
Okay. Some things I didn't mention that are going to affect how I give this score. There were a couple moments where I was just so flabbergasted that I couldn't help but be entertained. One was when Jean-Claude Van Damme was on that island and he starts training in his room and he does this weird exercise like the tub and he's just like starts like I don't even know why I don't know how to explain what he was doing with the tub. I guess I would call it deadlifting the tub, and the water was like sloshing around and he was making weird noises. That was funny because it was so stupid. So that's a standout moment. And also when they were hiding behind the Coca-Cola machine to save themselves from a death fireball that was coming for them. Ludicrous.
Mm-hmm.
Ludicrous. The baby unscathed. All of them unscathed as fire rushes around them. So crazy and ludicrous that it was funny. So I have to give it some points for that. Whereas when I think of Dude, Where's My Car, there was not a single joke that landed. There was, you know, it was racist and sexist and the whole works, and it just was so bad. This at least had some moments where I could chuckle and be like, oh, that was so stupid, it was actually funny. So that's, just all of this is just a little bit of justification for the score I'm about to give this. And it's not even that big a deal. It's not like I'm giving it some ludicrous score. I'm giving this one a 2 out of 10. I liked it better than Leprechaun and better than Dude, Where's My Car, but not better than Ballistic X versus Sever, which I think I gave a 2.5.
Ballistic X versus Sever.
Maybe a 3? What
did I give that? You gave it a 2.
Oh, did I?
As well. Yep.
Okay. Well, there you go. You said it yourself. It's like Ballistic X versus Sever in many ways. And I guess I agree.
Okay. Well, that was Double Team.
Don't watch it, folks. Don't go on YouTube right now and look up Jean-Claude Van Damme a bathtub scene, Double Team. Just watch that. That's all you need to do. Just watch that one little scene. That's all you need.
Okay. Well, I don't think the movie that we're going to watch next week is on YouTube.
Okay.
For free, anyways.
Okay.
So we should watch Small Soldiers. Have you seen Small Soldiers?
I have seen that movie. Mm-hmm. I remember loving that one as a kid.
We're watching the 1989 comedy mystery thriller movie. Carrie Fisher's in it. It's about an overstressed suburbanite and his neighbors. They're convinced that the new family on the block is a part of a murderous satanic cult. Tom Hanks stars in The Burbs, 1989.
Nice. I have heard of this
one. I think it's on, maybe it's on Amazon? Maybe it's on Prime?
I'll figure out some way to watch it. It's gonna be our first Tom Hanks movie for the podcast, I think.
No, you've picked a Tom Hanks movie in the past, like pretty recently. too. Episode 64, The Lady Killers.
Oh, shit. You're right.
That was 10 episodes ago.
That was only 10 episodes ago? That feels like a freaking lifetime ago. It must have been like, I guess we did take like a month and a half off because I was away.
The Lady Killers, episode 64, came out July 20th.
If I were to guess what I gave The Lady Killers, I probably gave it like either a 5.5 or a 6.
You give it a 5.5.
Okay.
Okay, because we did take all of August off.
Yes. Okay, well, The Lady Killers.
And then a period of time in September. But now we're back. The Burbs.
Cool.
1989. Wow. Should be a good one.
I like that choice.
Well, yeah. The movies that I pick are like, oh, that's a good choice. And then the movies that you pick are like, oh, no.
I do tend to
Tigers? Yeah. On a boat?
Right? Tigers. My last two movies have had tigers on them. I do tend to pick movies that I know are supposed to be bad. Because maybe there's a chance. Hasn't paid off many times.
I mean, I had the next few movies picked out.
Yes.
I have a Christmas movie coming up afterwards, which should be good. Because we're heading into that time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any sort of idea what you're doing after that? Or it's just, you'll figure it out when you figure it out.
Basically, I'll figure it out when I figure it out. Lately, I've been more influenced by people giving suggestions. So if people have suggestions, I can't guarantee I'll watch it, but I'll take it into consideration.
Of course. That's all you can do.
That's all I can do. That's all I can do. Life of Pi was a suggestion. Tu Wong Fu was a suggestion. This one was not a suggestion, but I heard someone say the name of the movie. I didn't know it existed, so I picked it.
And they might have just been playing Pokemon. And well, they're like, oh, my Jigglypuff is using Double Team.
Right, right. Well, in this case, I knew that they were talking about the movie because they specifically said that, but that was a good Pokemon reference.
There was a strong Pokemon reference on tonight's episode of Survivor.
Was there?
Yeah, somebody mentioned Charizard.
Ooh.
The fire-breathing Pokemon.
Ashes. Ash had one of those. Ash, catch him. Gotta catch him. Gotta
catch him. Just would never listen. Okay.
Listen to him. Never.
I would say Pokemon for me, although I still play it from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably the strongest back in 2007.
Right.
I remember the weekend of March 30th. 2007, I spent quite a lot of time playing that game. So much so that I didn't even head out to the movies that weekend. So this one might be a bit tough for me.
Okay. Me, on the other hand, I was just living in the movie theater. So
exactly. March 30th, 2007. Touchstone Picture in its fifth week. It's already made $135 million. It's an action-adventure comedy. Starring Tim Allen?
In 2007?
2007 Tim Allen movie. It's not going to be a Christmas movie, and it's not going to be an animated film.
What was he doing? Oh, goodness. What was he doing in 2007? Who else is in it?
John Travolta is his second actor.
What the crap?
This is a movie we have to watch?
Maybe. What's the tagline?
Uh-oh. Before I even saw it, I know what this movie is, and I saw it in theaters.
Oh, really?
It's A Lot Can Happen on the Road to Nowhere.
Oh, this is like Wild Hogs?
Yes, this is Wild Hogs. I saw this in theaters with my grandma, my brother.
What?
Wild Hogs.
Okay. Wow. That's a throwback. I forgot that movie existed.
Wild Hogs. Yeah, that's probably one of those movies that, like, it's not going to be good again.
Right.
Martin Lawrence is in it, as well as William H. Macy, and they make up the Wild Hogs.
It's crazy.
The next one is a Warner Brothers film, which made $38 million in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Adventure, comedy, family, animated film. Animated film starring Chris Evans. Captain America in an animated film?
2007. Boy, oh boy. That's a toughie.
The second actor is Meiko Iwamatsu. It's a Japanese name.
I feel like with animated movies, it's always best to get taglines. I feel like they give a lot.
Sarah Michelle Gellar is a third actor.
Okay.
Tagline is a whole new breed of heroes.
A whole new breed of heroes.
Yeah. Is this the Avengers?
Yeah, totally. Animated breed. It makes me think of dogs. Like, you know, breeds of dogs. I could just give us the plot, I suppose.
The plot will help. After the defeat of their old arch nemesis, the Shredder, the Turtles have grown apart as a family. Struggling to keep them together, their rat sensei, Splinter, becomes worried when strange things begin to brew in New York City.
They made a Ninja Turtles movie in 2007?
Starring Chris Evans?
It's weird. I would not be able to even begin to know the name of that movie.
Well, so the Mutant Mayhem, I think, just came out.
Yeah.
There's one called Out of the Shadows. That's which is not correct.
Okay.
It wouldn't just... I mean, it could be called Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Could be.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not just going to be called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
No.
It's not going to be like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3.
Nope.
Ninja Turtles. It's not going to be called Batman versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Is there
I don't know where we're going to get this one.
Is there one just called TMNT?
TMNT. There is one just called TMNT, yeah.
Try that.
That is correct.
I kind of remember the poster is coming to me a tiny little bit.
Good job.
All right, let's go.
Next one is a Warner Brothers film again. $179 million in 4 years. Or 4 weeks. Four weeks, sorry.
That's a lot of money.
Action, adventure, and war.
Action, adventure, war movie. You give us the first actor, we're going to get it immediately. Hello?
Yeah, well, I just hit my thing and then it's maybe, well, no, it's, I mean, it's still recording. Okay. Gerard Butler, first actor.
Okay, it's 300.
300 in 2007?
Could be the second one. There's two. I think it's the first one, 300.
It is the first one.
You sound really far away now.
Do I?
Yep.
What now?
You sound different, but it's not like I can still hear you, so that's all right, we're almost done.
I just punched it by accident and I guess I ruined everything.
Well, that's what you get. Stop being so angry. Alright, speed run the last two. Let's go.
Oh, do you have somewhere to be? Walt Disney movie, $25 million in its first week. It's an animated comedy family film starring Daniel Hansen. Who? Jordan Fry? Who? Wesley Singerman? Who? Tagline is, think your family's weird?
Think your family is weird.
Lewis, a brilliant young inventor, is keen on creating a time machine to find his mother, who abandoned him in an orphanage. Things take a turn when he meets Wilbur Robinson and his family.
It's called like the Robinsons or something, isn't it? I think it's just called the Robinsons.
Meet the Robinsons?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're correct. Okay, number one, 33 million first week, Paramount Pictures comedy sport movies from Will Ferrell. A Will Ferrell sport movie, 2007. He was in a soccer film.
How much did this make? 30 million in how many weeks?
In what? In his first week.
Are you sure it's just not Talladega Nights, Ballad of Ricky Bobby? Because the soccer one's called Kicking and Screaming.
Yeah, John Heder is the second actor, not
okay.
It's got not the John O'Reilly.
Kicking and Screaming.
Right, Kicking and Screaming. It's not Kicking and Screaming.
Oh,
Will Ferrell, John Heder. They did this figure skating movie.
That's called Blades of Glory.
Yeah.
Going now.
Sorry, they think figure skating is a sport?
Chef, what a joke.
Just kidding. Just kidding. All our figure skaters out there. Yeah, okay, good job. We did the 29th percentile.
That seems good. I don't know if 29th percentile is the good way or if we were like the 71st percentile, that was good. I think it's probably 20. I think 29
would be better. Okay. 29 is better.
Okay. Sweet. Nice work. We got all the movies. Including harder ones like Wild Hogs.
And Wild Hogs is the easy one.
Okay, well, we got Meet the Robinsons.
TMNT. Turns out I did go to the movies on that weekend, March 30th, 2007.
Yeah, you did.
Wild Hogs. Okay. And we're back to a full episode. 52 minutes.
52 minutes, just like that. With a movie such as Double Team, you can still get to 50 minutes. Let that be a lesson to you kids. And as they say, you know, a good defense is the best offense.
We're coming for that number one Victoria BC podcast. We are number one. I should start promoting the fact that Victoria, BC roots. That's
Victoria,
us.
Victoria, BC. We should start going. We should start like setting up a booth at like UVic or something and just record the podcast just in the middle of the student union building or something.
We should do, if we were bigger and had like goals, we should do a 24-hour podcast.
A 24-hour podcast.
Where we just sit in a room and just keep watching movies and talking about them.
I think a better format for that would be like if we, on our YouTube channel, we just did a 24-hour like live stream. And we just had cameras on us and they watched us watch movies, hang out.
Right. That's kind of what I was envisioning. Yeah.
But that's
not an audio only.
I think that's a down the line when we're rich and famous that we can do
24 episodes of the podcast.
Yeah, we release an hour every week. Okay. Well, I had a lot of fun. I'm excited to watch The Burbs, our second Tom Hanks movie, as I've been so kindly reminded of. And who knows what we'll get. It'll be great. Excited.
I think it'll be better than Lady Killers.
Oh, well, it's hard to, don't say that. Lady Killers, it's a classic. It's certainly going to be better than Double Team. I would be quite surprised if it was.
Yeah, I would hope so. Anyways, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to come hang out with us. Really, sit down and watch a film.
Really appreciate it.
Talk about it.
Yeah, while you're cooking or while you're sleeping or
while you're in the car, while you're driving your kids to figure skating practice.
What? Yeah, any of those. Blades of Glory, figure skating. Okay, well, how do we usually end these?